Hey, yo, welcome back to the Musidjo Show. I know it's been a minute. I keep saying this all the time. I know it's becoming redundant, but we are back with another episode. And it's been a minute, but you probably want to stay tuned for this and find out how I actually hitchhiked on a truck from Nairobi to Mombasa. So for context purposes, this is the year 2021. And I'm just chilling in the house, you know, doing my own thing, blah, blah. So my friend tells me, dude, you know what? I'm in the coast right now, and I don't know if you want to join me. I'm here. I have a full Airbnb. There's food that we can get to, like, travel around and stuff. And I'm thinking, there's no way I'm missing out on this. So 2021, we had a curfew, and the curfew was at 10 p.m. This guy calls me at 7 p.m. He's like, yo, I've been trying to book you a train ticket, but yo, it's not going through because I guess they're fully booked. Probably just try tomorrow or the day after, because I'm here for like the next four or five days. So probably just try another day. I was like, no, wait a minute. Give me a minute. There's something I heard, so let me try it out first and see what happens. He's like, what do you mean something? I'm like, chill the fuck out. Let me try something. So what I'd heard was this. You can actually go to Mlolongo, get a guy who's a truck driver, pay him a small fee, and they'll actually drive you all the way to the coast. Now, mind you, the curfew is at 10 p.m., so there are no buses. And also, the train, there's no 10 p.m. train, so the train only does till, like, 8 p.m. Like I said, curfew is at 10 p.m., so this is 7. I pack my bags real quick. Good thing my coastal clothes are clean. So I pack my bags real quick. Go all the way to Mlolongo. And this is me just chancing it. So I get there, I ask around, like, yo, guys, random people, by the way. I heard that someone can get a whole truck to drive you to Mombasa. How does that work? So I meet the middleman. They're like, yeah, that works. It's no problem. All you have to do is just give me a sec. Let me go find one for you and I'll holler. So I'm like, cool. Normally, I don't know how to pack my bag, so I have like a week full of clothes and stuff like that, and unnecessary stuff that I'm just lousy at packing. So anyway, this guy goes to the road, comes back, and is like, so there's a guy I found, but you know, you have to break me off. Then you talk to him and hear him out for the pricing. I'm like, cool. So he's like, how much do you want? He's like, oh, that's going to cost you 200 bob. I'm like, yo, that's easy. That's roughly like $2. Well, back in the day, because inflation and stuff. But anyway, so yeah, I give him the 200 shillings. Go straight up to the truck driver. He's like, oh, is it you who's coming with me? I'm like, yo, there's no way this is that easy. So he's like, yeah, it's me. He's like, cool. How about we leave right now? For context purposes, this is pretty much 8:30. So it's like, sour, let's go. So I give him the money, because you have to do that first. Give him the money, and I just get in the truck. So it's an 18-wheeler, and it's like it's a fuel carrier, petroleum, whatever. So I'm like thinking, we have a whole fucking atomic bomb at our back. But it was super fucking cozy, to be honest. It had like a six-foot bed at the back, charging system. There was like a headlight, so if you had a book, you could read it. So I'm like, dude, this is fucking bliss. So, hold up. So anyway, I Before I got in the truck, so you know how you watch like a bunch of criminal, not no criminal, like serial killer documentaries, because I do that a lot religiously. Anyone who knows me knows that that's my stuff right there, and I'm like really into that stuff. So I know like how many truckers there are in the States, and maybe even in this country, who are unconfirmed serial killers. So I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? But in my mind, I'm like, there's no way I'm missing out on this trip, because FOMO and all that. So I'm like, no, I'm not missing out on this trip. So I get in the cabin. It's really dope. Like I said, the seat was comfortable as hell, but I just went straight for the bed. And it even had like a up top canopy where you can place like a bag or any luggage you have. So I'm chilling in the bed. He wasn't really much of a talker, so I was cool with that as well, because I had my earphones on, and my phone is charged. I've bought enough data, so I'm just pretty much chatting off with people. And this guy is minding his business for days, so that was amazing. I have my snacks, I'm rested well, my shoes are off, chilling, super freaking chilling. So he's just a bit talkative. He's like, yo, you do know I'm gonna have to get other people on the way. I'm like, yo, this is how I die. This is exactly how I die. So anyway, for con so that I could stay awake the whole time, because paranoia and all that, I got like two energy drinks and some Jabba. Something I chew, and I cannot fall asleep for no reason, because I just don't want to wake up at some point and this guy's like, hey yo, so for this trip you gotta give me some ass. So I decided, I'm not gonna sleep. I'm gonna stay awake as long as possible. So yeah, we're just cruising. So we get to just past Salama, a place called Salama. So he parks, he gets like beverages for himself. He was kind enough to ask if I need anything. I was like, bro, another energy drink, I guess, because it's a long trip, trust me. So I see these two guys approach and stuff, and he's like, cool, let's go. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. So now they sat by the chair and all that. So I'm still chilling at the back, snacks, earphones popping, got my music going on, watching like my Instagram on the side. He's like, dude, one of these guys, he wants to sleep, so you guys love to change. So I'm like, cool, no problem. So I get the seat, he grabs the bed, he uses it for a bit, so we go quite the distance, like 2 hours, give or take. So this other guy who was there as well, so they switch. So that keeps going on. This guy was hilarious, the driver, I didn't know, and he had this deep blue accent, which just made it double funnier, if there's anyone like that. So it was really funny. He kept on telling us about how he does this for a living, and the kind of things he sees, which I'm not gonna mention, some which are weird as fuck. So good thing he's not like a drinker or like has like weird habits which might cause an accidental stuff. But he said some shit that was crazy. He's like, hey, unajua kuna wakati ingine nishaiangusha lori tu kama hii. Hiyo side ya nyuma yote ilianguka, hiyo tanka. I'm like, what the fuck? It was the casual tone for me. This guy was just chilling with that story. So now this made me more alert. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I hate traveling by public transportation or bus when it comes to going to Costco. And I hate traveling at night as well. I'd rather do like a morning, like a 4 or 5 a.m. So by the time it gets to like 11, not even 11, by the time the sun is popping out, you're already like pretty much even halfway there. You know what I mean? But anyway, this guy's just driving. So at some point, I'm the one who's seated on, there's like a middle console between like, because there are only two chairs. So there's the drivers and the passengers, and there's a big middle console. So I'm sitting there watching the road, you know, just chewing and drinking my stuff. Still on the internet, still my phone. My phone is still good. This guy starts dozing off. Dude starts fucking dozing off. I swear I was petrified. Then he wakes up and he's telling us casually, like, yo, you see all these other trucks on the road? Because there are just a few trucks in between. Like, we'd pretty much pass a truck after every 10, 15, sometimes even 30 minutes. He's like, all of these guys are just asleep. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. So anyway, we get to get somewhere just slightly before Voi, and he just parks his truck. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? This is at 4 a.m. I'm like, what the? So this time we've been driving for like 6 hours straight. I'm like, what the fuck is this? What's going on? I'm super confused. He's like, hey, mimi sasa. And ni masaa yangu ya kulala. That means like it's time for him to go and sleep. What the hell? You just said around this area, because you know the this Voi, around this Voi area, there's one of the largest, I think it is the largest national park reserve in Kenya. So we have like all types of wild animals that can just breach the fencing and everything. So he actually tells us lions come about because sometimes truckers just, you know, they eat stuff and leave it around, so they're curious and all that. This is for context purposes, this is 4 a.m. So now one of the guys in the truck is like, hey yo, how about we go look for something to eat? I'm like, dude, it's pitch black. And this guy just mentioned lions. Are you not afraid for shit? So anyway, in the spirit of not acting like a little bitch, I decide, all right, cool, let's go then. Let's see what's up. So we are close to some prison. I can't really remember the name of the prison, but it's like a maximum prison. So I was like, cool, at least the people here, well, most of them are locked up, but at least the guards and stuff, so we'll probably have a good chance of, you know, getting saved in case we attacked by a wild animal. Ha 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 ha. Walk around. We found like a small cafe, so had some tea and mandazi, which was actually bussing, I guess, because I was a bit hungry, and I'd spat out my job at the time, so I'm still awake. So tea, better. So now my stomach is warm, feeling good. I don't like eating like food when I'm on the road because you never know. Plus, I have a super sensitive stomach, so I don't want to fuck around and find out. Anyway, get back into the cabin. Nothing else to do but to sleep. But I slept with one eye open because I'm not really. I do not know. This is a bunch of freaking strangers. Never seen them. Probably will never see them again in my life. So I'm still there, chilling, listening to my music. And the best thing about these people, they weren't really that talkative. So I actually didn't mind that. I liked it. I liked that fact. So we sleep. So, but yeah. So, dude wakes up like an hour later. No, actually, no. Before he sleeps, one of the guys is like, "How's about I drive?" He's like, "What?" I'm like, "What?" So dude is like, yeah, I know how to drive. So the guy asks him like, what company have you worked for? He says one of the companies. I don't know because I'm not a trucker. He says one of the companies. Dude is like, ah, cool. So what kind of trucks have you driven? He's like, Mercedes, Actros. He's like, ah, so then you can handle this. This are Benz and blah, 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 whatever version. He's like, yeah, I've driven this one before. He's like, cool. Just take it like 100 meters. Let me see what you can do. Then we keep rolling. He gets in the seat. I'm like, fuck it, we're dead. I'm fucking dead. Gets in the seat, does a very good job, better than this other guy, because you know this guy was resting the whole day. I mean, the whole time, sorry. So he's good. The driver trusts him and he's like, "Sawa, let's go." And he takes over. I'm like, "What the fuck is this? This is dope." So we keep going. Get to like 6 a.m. We get to Mariakani. He misses the weighbridge, so this guy wakes up and is like, "Oh shit, you're gonna cost me my job because the GPS will read that I haven't gone through the weighbridge." So he tells us to get out so that he can pass through the weighbridge. And I mean, I don't know if there's scanners or anything, or like the camera will show that there are other people in the cabin. So he tells us to get out, wait for him somewhere, and then he'll come pick us up after he's done with the weighbridge. Bruh, I'm telling you, at this point, I feel like that's it. And I left my bag inside, so I'm like, that's it. All my shit is gone. Good thing you always keep money on your person. So I'm like, all my shit is gone. How the fuck do I get to where I'm supposed to go? So we wait, and he actually comes back. So mad relief on our part. Comes back, picks us up. This pretty much Mariakani and Mombasa town. This is pretty much like you're there basically. It's like 2 hours, three give or take. So we keep driving. This guy's the light somewhere in the middle of freaking nowhere. I kid you not. That was very weird. So now I have the seat to myself. This guy's awake. We're just having stories and stuff. And by 10, I was in the coast. So he asked me what parts I'm going to. I tell him. And he's like, "Cool. You can just get this other form of public transportation because I'm going the opposite direction." And he tells me he's going to offload this fuel, have breakfast, probably just rest for like 30 or an hour and go back to Nairobi. I'm like, dude, that's crazy. He tells me, "What do you think is crazy about it? I do this like 5 days out of the week." I'm like, man, that's a crazy hustle. So I was like, the kind of things this guy has seen. If I had enough time, I could have asked him, but who has time? Not me. I'm in coastal, feeling good. So I alight, take another form of public transportation. Get to my friend at his Airbnb, and this guy is just fucking laughing because he's like, "Dude, you actually took a fucking truck. Who the fuck do you think you are?" I was like, "Yo, FOMO could have killed me. There's no way." And again, for contextual purposes only, this was my. I think it was a day before my birthday, or my actual birthday, or after. It was like either a day after or whatever it was. Yeah, so there's no way I was missing out on that. So I had my birthday, celebrated it, I had fun, and then this, no way, bro. So, coast was amazing, man. And I got there in one piece, no injury, nothing lost. I found nice people. And yeah, pretty much that's my story of how I hitchhiked to the coast. So I'll give you a fair dinkum warning. Do not ever try do this. Never ever try do it. It's not because anything went wrong, no, it's because it's not safe. It was me trying something that I've never done before, 'cause every time, I mean, life is all about taking risks at time, but this was not the move. It was just out of pure adrenaline and a compulsive reasoning, but everything went well. No problems, no accidents, nothing in the middle of the road. But I would not recommend it for anyone who's faint-hearted. And if you do, please make sure someone knows where you are, the registration of the car, all that kind of stuff. But I'd highly, highly not recommend it. Yo, so that has been today's episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And we are back. And Happy New Year 2023. Hope everything goes well for you. Thank you so much for listening. It's been the Musijo Show. This is your host, Morgan Nick Musijo, and I am out. peace in the Middle East and the rest of the world.